of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cued.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Coming in on the second hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In areas, well, as a matter of fact, in all areas, whenever, since Heller, since McDonald, whenever you see them trying to implement something to get around these Supreme Court decisions, you can pretty much assume that it has nothing to do with firearm safety or public safety. This is pure gun control. This is pure people control. And New York, Connecticut, Maryland, California, Colorado, all of them are guilty of this. And they're all going to be embroiled in lawsuits for a long time to come. Now, Illinois has been slapped around a lot recently and particularly. But not to be deterred, rabid anti-gunner Senator Dan Katowski introduced SB 3659, which is misnamed, by the way, the Illinois Public Safety Act, which seeks to ban the possession, delivery, sale, and purchase of many semi-automatic firearms and accessories, as well as 50 caliber rifles and cartridges, unless the items have been previously owned and registered within an arbitrary period of time. It would also amend the firearm owner's identification card to require background checks for private transfers of firearms, except those between family members, and would restrict magazine limits to those with a capacity of 15 rounds and smaller. None of those things will do anything to deter crime. None of those things will do anything to deter crime. When all of these states get out there and try to become an island unto themselves, where they're saying, well, in the name of public safety, we're going to have this happen. First of all, that's fraud. That is out and out fraud. Maryland is surrounded by pro-gun states. Anything that a bad guy wants to get because they don't pursue, because most of these states don't report all of these bad guys to the NICS system, which they want to expand, of course. They can go into another state, get it, bring it in. There's no way to stop them. There's no way to know that happens. There's no way to know how many are out there. So any of this stuff they're doing is purely aimed at the law-abiding citizen. No matter what they say, no matter how they posture, no matter which rhetoric they use, this is coming at you. And here comes Katowski at the people of Illinois. Now, Illinois is more than Chicago. As a matter of fact, I would hazard a guess that if you get out of Chicago, you probably find a fairly pro-gun state. I mean, Fortress Defense Solutions is out there. And I know, I can't remember Frank's last name. All this stuff that they're trying to do, this is part of their wish list. In Illinois, SB 3659 embodies their anti-gunner wish list in Illinois. This legislation is a comprehensive anti-gun package, which echoes the unconstitutional legislation passed in New York and Connecticut last year. Laws passed in those states are currently subject to lawsuits due to their significant infringement on Second Amendment rights. It will end up getting before somebody. Either it will get before somebody, or there will be something touch off. There will be something that touches off something they really don't want to be involved in. And every time one of these politicians gets out there and makes the suggestion of this as public safety, this is more pressure on Americans, on law-abiding Americans, who deserve none of it, who've done nothing to deserve any of it, who've done nothing other than mind their own business and own their guns and do nothing bad with them. And they don't like that. They don't like that at all. We'll watch that and see how it comes along. When you are training, you hear a lot about mindset. And mindset is one of those intangibles that is very difficult to pass along. And now they're coming at it with a different approach. And this is actually coming from a female, Sarah Aarons, who is a very good female instructor. She's broken it down into just two categories of thinkers. And she's done it, I actually think it's quite, it's a stroke of genius. Now, if this has ever been done before, I'm not saying it hasn't been done before. I just didn't know about it, okay? I've never had a mindset issue myself. She breaks it down into two categories of thinkers, convergent and divergent. Convergent thinkers are those who believe that every problem has a predetermined number of potential solutions. They're hooked up in dogma. They're completely restricted. It's like they're trying to run through knee-deep water. That's what it boils down to. It's an inward method of thinking and problem solving. A divergent mindset, on the other hand, is an outward method of resolving an issue, and it's purely, you know, it evolves within itself. It's an approach to a problem that investigates the surrounding world, identifying limitless possibilities and solutions. It employs the creative side of our minds because we can draw conclusions and make connections that might not be obvious to others. This is the mindset that sets apart the infantryman from the spec forces soldier. If we are to conclude that the only response to a life or death situation is with a gun, then we impose limits and jeopardize chances of survival. If you're not identifying a plan B, you're going to resort to inaction if plan A fails. So you need to focus on the goal, which is to stop the attack any way you can, not focusing on the tool. And developing a divergent response is easily accomplished. You're doing this in preparation for a violent encounter that is going to unfold in front of you. You don't know how it's going to go. And it requires you to first develop situational awareness to see it coming. If you want to practice, a good self-awareness practice to get into is every time you get into a room, count how many entrances and exits there are. Look around and see how many people are on the left side versus how many people are on the right side. You've got to get out there and assess everything. How many men, how many women. You've got to break everything down and look at everything out there. If it's warm and sunny, why is he wearing a heavy coat? Those kind of things. Who looks athletic? Who looks out of shape? There's no limit to how many ways you can assess a situation. And this is just one way to develop situational awareness. Once you start doing that, then every time you're walking down the street, you're looking left to right. Okay, that's three stories, that's two stories. Okay, there's three people on this side. One person just crossed the road, and they're on my side coming my way. Why? This kind of identification isn't just useful for preventing a suspect from accessing and using a weapon against you. It's also useful in identifying weapons that you can use against them. If I'm walking and somebody comes up on me and there's a bat leaning against the wall, when they put me against the wall, guess what? Batter up. Then I'll draw my gun. If I've got my mobile phone, which I have Apple Care with my phone, I'm liable to grasp it with just about enough, you know, maybe with a quarter of it sticking out on top of my fist, and see if I can jam the corner of that phone into their eye socket. Carrying a gun does not mean that that's your first and only line of defense. It means it is an additional line of defense. Divergent thinking in a critical situation can help you. We'll talk about the different ways you can try to manifest that as we go along. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
From Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was lucky when I got out of the military, because when I was in the military, when we were in Europe, when I was stationed in Europe, we bombed Libya. You know, the bombing that sort of put Muammar Gaddafi, made him sort of quiet for 25 years or so. We bombed them, and then from that point on, there were a lot of, and yeah, I'll say it, Arabs out there looking for military people out there to harass. And one time, Some tried to get into my apartment. Now, I didn't do anything to stop them because I had been on CQ. But my wife and my landlady repelled them. My wife had a gun, and my landlady was just my landlady. So, but since then, I started looking at things, and I started looking around at things. And when I got out of the military, I had a very healthy understanding of how not paying attention could get you in trouble. And I did carry a gun when I was working in the route business, and I did pull my gun twice while I was in the route business in self-defense. I didn't have to shoot anybody, but I did pull my gun. Now, along the way, though, a couple of things that I learned how to employ. When I was in the milk business, I learned that a milk crate, an empty milk crate, oh my gosh, can you erect somebody up with that? I had somebody break into my truck one time while I was at a stop, and instead of throwing open the door and confronting him, I slammed the door shut and fastened it and then took him on a festive ride around town with a bunch of loose milk crates and a bunch of bendy, twisty turns. I learned that a set of hand trucks that you would kick up under a milk stack, if you have your foot on that crossbar, you can just push it out away from you and hang onto the handle, and you now have something swinging up with a blade at knee level. So all of this stuff was part of my self-awareness. This was all part of everything that I picked up along the way. And I had the divergent mindset without even knowing I had it. The divergent mindset is something that you employ where you have no limits, where you have no parameters, you have no fence. It's only as far as your imagination can take you, but it's all based upon what you observe. The convergent mindset, on the other hand, that's all going to be completely based on the fact of where you say, okay, he grabs me on the shoulder. I take my palm and shove it into his chest, pushing back, freeing up my strong side hip, drawing my weapon, and then emptying it into him. The only problem is that is only going to work if when they grab your shoulder, they stop. What if them grabbing your shoulder is the precursor to them hitting you in the chest with their chest, and then everybody's going down onto the ground? How are you going to make that draw stroke on your back? I mean, I've trained to do it. It isn't a lot of fun. It can be done, but you still got to have a little space. You've got to create space to bring a gun into play. So you're going to have to do sort of like in the Matrix and free your mind. Ladies carry a purse. There is a vast array of weapons in there. The purse itself is, if it has a really good set of straps, you can wield that and just clock somebody with it. I smoke an e-cigarette, and the e-cigarette has a nice little the mouthpiece on it. You know, that would just jam into something just so easily. And I do carry it around when I'm walking around because, you know, I'm politically correct. I don't want to get any. I get them with my secondhand water vapor. Ooh. The ground can be a weapon. If you can get somebody on the ground, if it's pavement or something, the ground is a weapon because then you can go Trayvon Martin on them. You are surrounded by weapons all the time that you can bring into play if you simply acknowledge them and realize that. And it's not about, like, if you find a stick, you don't need to be a Filipino Eskrima fighter to be able to use the stick. You don't. If you grab the stick, swing the stick at the head. Don't get up there and say, watch this, I'm going to do a figure eight, flip it over my shoulder, then I'm going to throw it up in the air, let it flip around 27 times, catch it on the right end, and bam, it's right between your eyes. Take that! You don't have to do that. Grab it, hit them in the head. They will grab their head with both hands. They will stagger back. Then if you wish to go to guns, the fight can be over right then and there. You can pull your gun and say, don't move. And if they turn and run, don't shoot them, for God's sake. If they turn and run, let them run. Mindset is not the... There's two kinds of mindset in a fight. There's the kind of mindset that can accept what just happened, and you're sitting around looking like this absolutely cold, icy person that's lighting up the Marlboro with no filter on it, going, yeah, he should have just ran. You know, the Sonny Crockett in you. that doesn't really exist that much. Most people that have that are, you know, they're portrayed in movies like Hannibal Lecter. And there's the mindset of preparation, which is going to be, the best one is going to be the divergent mindset, which has no limits. That's what you've got to put, that's what you've got to embrace for yourself. I have no limits in defending myself. If you have nothing, if all you have is your hand, you can take and make a fist and leave your thumb on top of it and drive your thumb into their throat, into their eye socket, up under their jaw, right about where it joins your face. There's so many places you can hit them with it. And it's gonna bring both hands up. And that's what you want. You want both hands to come up to wherever you hit them. Because with both hands up there, they're not on you. And then you've created space. And then you can decide to go to the gun if that's what you want to do. Now, I'll give you an idea of somebody that I think did not have a divergent mindset. And this is a horrible example to make. It's a horrible example. I have trained in Kali, yes, sir. And Jeet Kune Do, by the way. Reginald Denny, the truck driver during the L.A. riots when he pulled up and they pulled him out of the truck and just about killed him. He did not have a divergent mindset. He obviously was completely unaware of what was going on around him. Somebody that knew what was going on with a divergent mindset doesn't put on the brakes. They hit the gas. I'm pretty sure the Mack truck, would disperse the crowd as it thundered through. Lock the doors as you go by. Done deal. You're surrounded by weapons all the time. You're surrounded by weapons. Comb, a brush, rip it by the bristle end. Guess what? Stab somebody with that. It's not going to go in them, but gosh, it's going to hurt. That kind of blunt force trauma is, you know, the police incorporated that when they used to carry the Kubaton. The Asians used to carry little sticks, that little bits of it would stick out on either side of their hand, called a Yawara stick. And it was just meant to hit them in the end with the end of the stick. Bam! Then you have Excedrin headache number 101. So your self-defense is limited to your imagination, and your mindset is going to be where your imagination is set. And if you look out there and realize you have no limits to what you can do, that there is no, as long as you're breathing and fighting, you can try anything you want, anything that's close at hand, anything opportunistic. There's no such thing as a fair fight. A fair fight is the one you win. The first thing I'm going to try, if I ever am confronted again, is I'm going to point up in the air and go, "Look, elephant!" And if they're foolish enough to look, it was a fair fight. Anything not nailed down, though, folks, that is a weapon. And you should use it. When we get back, we're going to talk about Mother Jones and something they're saying out there that we got to turn back, and we got to turn it back quick. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
Welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Oh, good morning.
Yes, sir.
You know, I heard you talking about when you had your milk route.
Yeah.
So how would you like to deliver gasoline in Detroit between the hours of 5 in the afternoon and 5 in the morning?
I probably wouldn't like it. I was out delivering milk in early dark a.m., and I couldn't believe what the city I lived in looked like then. So probably wouldn't like that much at all either.
Well, what was interesting, you know, you were talking about using milk crates and hand trucks and whatnot. One of the first things I decided to do, Bill, since I couldn't carry a gun, and growing up in Detroit, for anyone that's listening, keep your head up, keep your eyes open, look people, doesn't matter what color they are, whoever you just consider may be a threat, make eye contact. They don't want eye contact, because if they know that you see them, then you're too hard a target most times. But I've had them climb up on the truck, Bill, on the fuel tank by the driver's door, and demand that I get out of the truck. I can tell you that people are not cats. And if you said, yes, sir, man, and you kick that door open, they can't fly, and they can't flip over when they're going on their back. They can't land on their feet. and their hands and arms are no good to them. You get out of the truck, and they're laying there. Yeah, I don't know. I've had to do it a couple of times. I'm not a mean person, but when you become a threat, I've got to take whatever action is necessary.
Self-preservation, it's instinct.
Well, I drain off. If I was going into a neighborhood that was really bad, I'd drain off 3 or 4 gallons of gas in a 5-gallon bucket, and I'd put it on the ground where I was working. If someone came up and they were threatening or reaching in their pocket or demanding things that don't belong to them, I'd kick it over and get it on their feet and then say, how fast can you run?
Mm.
You know, I mean, you do what you have to do. I've delivered in places at 2 o'clock in the morning in Detroit where the owner of the store would meet you and bring two 45 pistols, one on each shoulder, because that's how bad it was in the 1980s. In Detroit. I know it's no better now. Now their streetlights are being repossessed, and the police in Detroit are actually saying, you do whatever you find necessary
right.
to keep your life. So thank God for that. But, you know, it took me 20 years to get my wife trained. I've been married 35 years. When we go into a restaurant, she actually knows where I need to sit now. So I don't have to say, honey, do you mind changing places with me, because being aware of your surroundings is 99% of it, folks.
Yeah.
You got to know what's going on and be prepared. You, Bill, I know that you know it. Others may know it, but you've got to determine that your family, first of all, your family, you got to take care of them. And if you're going through life with blinders on or looking 6 foot ahead of you on the sidewalk, you're asking people to come hurt me, to come take what I have. And that's what I learned a long time ago. Keep your head up, your eyes open. I don't care how bad the threat is, make eye contact. Don't do it in a threatening way. Just let them know, hey, I see you. And when they, you know, anyway, that's what I had. And that's.
I'll tell you, what you just described is what I do, and it's the way to do it. But there's so many people that don't. I'm actually very surprised that violent crime is on a downward trend. And this is why I attribute that to concealed carry. There's so many more concealed carriers out there now. But I've seen video of people walking around texting on their phone, and they run into a street light or something, and it knocks them off their feet. I mean, how less aware can you be than that?
Well,
I guess maybe when you're asleep, yeah.
There were times, and I carry a product that everybody wants. It's overpriced. It's not my fault, but everybody wants it, especially in an area like Detroit where people, I would get the gasoline going into the ground and then go 30, 40 feet away and find me a place to just observe and watch people walk around a truck dragging a 4-foot crowbar looking for me, you know, or seriously, I'm not joking at all. They're looking for me because they want what I have. I don't know. It's amazing to me. More people haven't really, really been hurt. So, treat people like you want to be treated. I've had them before where I'd have a door locked and they're pulling on the door and I'd say, no, the door's broke, you know, where you're all by yourself. You really can't go anywhere. And you got to put your hand in through the vent window. And the people are stupid enough to put their hand in through the vent window while I'm bringing a hammer down on it, knocking their wrist off. You know, I mean, anyway, I'm not a bad guy. I'm a lover, man. I want to treat people nice. But
it's all those mental midgets that tried to hijack you that were the problem, wasn't it?
It hasn't happened more than 4 or 5 times, but I do have friends, Bill, that unfortunately, one in particular they found in a house tied with lamp cord, the truck gone. He was dead. They knocked his ears off with a 2x4.
Wow.
Gasoline. So, yeah. You know, we're in a world where we've got to become not an offensive warrior, but when it comes, be a warrior. Because there are things we're dying for, and one of them is your life.
Well, I like to characterize it. You have to be on the defensive, but in order to get it over with quick, you have to get very offensive. And, you know, like telling the guy to, hey, come on, stick your hand through the vent, and then you can unlock the door. Oh, I forgot to tell you what I'm going to do when you stick your hand in the vent, though, didn't I? Sorry. I always missed that part. I hope that road rash on the back of your head doesn't hurt too very much.
Yeah.
Looks like you won't be going to that toupee convention after all.
Well, what made me laugh and what made me call was when you said you took him for a ride, because I actually had someone trying to get on the back of my trailer in Detroit on Michigan Avenue, and he's running behind trying to jump on the trailer. So I just hit the brakes.
That wasn't the best part of the ride. When I let him out, what I did was I had to deliver to a college, so I had to back up to a dock, and between the dock and the wall, there was about 4 feet. So I back up. I've turned out the dome light, which he was using to see which milk he was going to steal. I just can't imagine setting my... What are you doing tonight? Going to go steal some milk. Ha ha! I just can't get that in my... I can't wrap my head around that. But anyway, I turned off the dome light to where he had no illumination during the festive ride where he was, you know... I threw milk all over him. I threw open the door and kicked it open, and I had my gun in my hand, and he came out of that truck in a flat run and ran slam into the wall. Full speed. And it didn't do anything to him. He just he bounced off the wall, picked himself up, turned the other way, and he was gone.
Well, that's a good thing. You didn't have to use. So anyway, my word to people would be, please be alert, be aware. You know, someone told me years ago, be alert. We need more alerts. So just be alert.
And that costs nothing, does it?
Do what you have to do. You are important.
There you go. Yes, sir. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
One of the things that is occurring nowadays is that we've had the Moms Demand Action enter the fray in gun control. So you have females coming out there trying to tell you how to live. And trying to tell you what you can have, and trying to tell you that you can't have this, and trying to tell you that you're a criminal, and that you're the problem, and all this other stuff. So, in the course of action, whenever these ladies show up to demand your liberty be taken from you, counter-protests arise. Now, when they arise in Texas, for example, a lot of times the open carriers will show up. And now, the new thing coming out of Mother Jones is that we are stalking and threatening to rape and targeting women. Now, the first thought out of my head, that's the same thing as calling me a racist if I oppose an Obama policy because he's black. And my answer to that is, well, I'm not opposing the black half of him, I'm opposing the white half of him. But that's all beside the point. We'll talk about this when we get back. Coming up at 10, we're going to be joined by Jeremy Moore from the Shooter Source. He's in Colorado getting ready to do a shotgun match, which normally he's a three-gunner, but this time it's going to be one. And we'll talk about that and some other stuff coming up at Shooter Source for you, tailored for you, if you wish to take advantage of it. And I would heartily, heartily encourage you to do so. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com
and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about this thing now where we're being accused of targeting women. And coming off of the NRA convention when every town was there, there was a female named Jennifer Longden. Now, Jennifer claims to be part of every town for gun safety because she's calling for expanded background checks and other gun reforms. And she had been at a news conference that she participated in with Everytown. She was paralyzed in 2004 after being shot in her car by unknown assailants and has since been a vocal advocate for comprehensive background checks and other gun reforms. As she sat waiting for her flight, they showed footage of that news conference. A tall, thin man standing nearby stared at Longden, then back at the screen. Then he walked up to Longden and spat in her face. No one else even blinked. She was shocked and embarrassed, but she didn't falter. Supposedly, she looked at the man and said, "Wow, aren't you a big man?" As he turned and walked away. So instead of calling for security, she wheeled herself to a restroom to clean herself off. She was tired. She lives with constant physical pain. She didn't want to miss her flight. "Should I have done something more?" she said. Quite honestly, in the scheme of things, it was a little man and a little moment. He felt to me like a coward and a bully. Now, this is coming straight out of, this is verbatim from Mother Jones. First thing, I cry at this, is shenanigans. In an airport, this is the kind of thing that gets somebody arrested. And I'm tired of hearing about these supposed death threats, and I'm tired of hearing about all these supposed outrages that nobody ever reports. They're just not happening. If you receive a death threat, if I receive a death threat, one, I take it serious, two, I report it. Whether it never even comes, I've been under them. I've had them delivered. And I do that so that if something really is about to happen, if I take certain steps to keep that from happening, that way law enforcement knows that's already happened. That's the prudent thing to do. If somebody shows up at my house and I've had some death threats coming my way, if they show up at my house and I deal with them successfully, and the police already know this happened, they're just going to come up and say, okay. I know this for a fact because I talked to one of them yesterday that has responded after a death threat was leveled and I found somebody videotaping the house. Pro-gun people are not going to walk up to a lady in a wheelchair and spit in their face. It just doesn't happen. I know there's a lot of people getting frustrated out there. But why wasn't this reported? Where's the corroboration? Why would you go to print with this without some sort of corroboration? And why is Mother Jones printing it verbatim as if this is the gospel from on high? We are not targeting women. We're targeting anti-gunners. We're targeting policy. Our combat is ideological. If you are a lady and you're anti-gun and you come and you try to take my liberty, guess what? You're going to get what you give. And this isn't a personal attack at you. This is an attack at your policy. I don't know you. I have no feelings towards you personally one way or the other. Feelings indicate emotional content. And where you're concerned, I have none. You are intellectually void. You bring no facts to the table. You're doing nothing other than trying to steal liberty of people that do nothing bad. Now, on the other side, I've seen anti-gunners show up. I read an article about two women that were protesting Obamacare, and a liberal drives up and pulls a gun on them. Yeah, I've heard about that happening. But this piece is full of stuff in here where they're claiming threats and intimidation and rape threats and all of this stuff. Where is law enforcement on this? Why wasn't law enforcement informed? They had in Texas, they had an open carry event. And the Moms Demand Action, that massive crowd of about five were sitting there. And these guys were out there in the parking lot. And you've seen it. You've seen the picture of them taken on the side when they were posing for the picture. But there, when it's on the side of them, it looks like they're massing for an attack, doesn't it? Except they were posing for a picture that said, "Open Carry Texas." Ha-ha. And this was threats and intimidation to them. No, this is a counter-protest. Every time you show up to protest gun ownership, you're protesting liberty. You're protesting freedom. And you're going to be met with in kind. And you are projecting. This is them projecting upon us what they would do with us if they thought they could get away with it. See, it's a little ludicrous for a bunch of anti-gunners to show up and engage in a gunfight with people that carry guns, right? I mean, that's what they would do. It. They would love to see us just wiped off the face of the planet. These are the people that would get out there and say, I wish the children of the NRA board members would be killed in the streets. I hope one day that you are raped. That's what these guys say. This is what they do. This is them projecting. So, I have to call shenanigans to this. And I'm going to make it stick. They complain about female mannequins getting shot and all this other stuff. Where were they? What about the female targets? I don't remember which organ. Maybe it's Department of Homeland Security. What about the female targets with a child pointing a gun at them? What about the old man pointing a gun at him? What about the kids pointing a gun at him? Or the guy in the business suit pointing a gun at him? Those targets that they train with. Why aren't we talking about them? Mannequins, you can't go buy mannequin targets at Walmart. You find whatever's available, you stick it out there. If it's a female, hey, you know what? Females kill people all the time. A female can be an assailant. If you don't like the game, don't play. Politics is a rough and tumble business to be in, and you don't get to dictate how it goes. You won't engage in a debate. You want something civilized, no guns present? Fine, sit down with me right now. Let's have a debate. You won't see a gun anywhere near me. I will destroy you ideologically, but you won't see a gun anywhere near me. Don't come at me with this falsehood, though. Nobody's threatening you. Nobody's threatening you with death. Nobody's threatening you with rape. That's criminal. If that's happening, if that's really happening, and if it is happening, and it's on the pro-gun side, bring in law enforcement and hook those guys up and take them to jail. Because that isn't part of the game. That isn't part of the process. That's not part of anything. But if it isn't happening, if you're going to put this out there, I know Mother Jones will print anything you say. And that's fine. They can do whatever they want. Their journalistic cred with me is ash. But if you're going to get out there and come at people and say, well, we want to take away guns, which is basically what you're saying, don't get out there and tell me you're pro-Second Amendment. Comprehensive background checks. Do you know how badly the background check system works right now, and you want more of it? Do you? I'm not Biden. Let's go into the next hour. Coming up next, Jeremy Moore from the Shooter Source. We're going to talk about what's happening in Colorado, then we'll finish it up for the week on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.